Hi, my name is Josh Phillips, and I'm a program manager on the Parallel Computing platform here at Microsoft and working on the Parallel extensions. And with me today is Steve Tobe.
Thanks, Josh. I'm Stephen Tobe. I'm also a program manager on the Parallel Computing platform team here at Microsoft.
And today we're here to talk about cancellation in the Parallel extensions and .NET 4 as a whole. On the Parallel extensions team, we're all about performance, right, Steve?
Absolutely.
And one aspect of performance is being able to cancel unnecessary work, work that you may have scheduled that you no longer need. It could be a user that canceled the event. It could be some other event that helped you cancel a chain of events. And we've provided two main types to actually make that easy in .NET. And we hope that people consume these types, that they become the standard means of cancellation. People build them into their libraries, et cetera. So Steve is going to show you some code and demonstrate how these types work.
So the main type that everything in the that our cancellation framework surrounds is this new type called cancellation token. Cancellation token is a struct. It's a value type. And it's very simple. We can see that it just has a few members on it. It has a is cancellation requested Boolean. So this is for polling, where if code wants to know whether it's been canceled or whether cancellation has been requested, it can continually poll this is cancellation requested property to see whether a cancellation request has arrived. Code can also use the register method to get a callback when a cancellation request has arrived. Or the third approach is there's a wait handle. And so if code was already blocking on a wait handle, say it was doing a waiting on a mutex or a semaphore or some other wait handle based synchronization primitive, it could add this in and do a wait all, wait any type synchronization to also include waiting on this cancellation token to be notified when cancellation had arrived. Now, the way we get a cancellation token, you'll notice that on the cancellation token there actually isn't a cancel method. You know, there's nothing here that allows me to signal that this should actually be canceled. And that's because we've separated out the ability to cancel a token from the ability to consume the request for cancellation. This allows a producer of a cancellation, a producer of some asynchronous work, to pass freely this cancellation token around to any consumers. And this allows the producer to not worry about whether the consumers will accidentally cancel each other or anything like that. And so the way we get a cancellation token is from a cancellation token source. So I'll create a cancellation token source here. And then we can see that on the cancellation token source, it's a very simple type. The main thing it exposes is a token property. So we can access this token. We create the source. We hand out its token to any consumers by using its token property. And then those consumers can use those three properties I showed earlier, or the three mechanisms I showed earlier, to poll is cancellation requested, to wait on the wait handle, or to use the register method to get a callback. And then when I actually want to cancel, I can say cts.cancel. And to anyone we passed out the token to, it receives this cancellation request. Now, the really cool thing about a cancellation token, is that it's been plumbed through most of the work we've done in .NET 4 around parallelism. And this is important because if you're doing lots of asynchronous work, lots of asynchronous operations, parallel operations, you have a whole bunch of threads that are operating in parallel, that are doing things, that are coordinating, and they may be synchronizing, they may be blocking on random things. You want to make sure that when a cancellation request comes in, they're all able to see it, they're all able to respond to it, and that all of that work composes in a very nice manner and is dealt with similarly. So for example, if I was running a parallel loop, I might say parallel 4 from 0 to 100, and I'm going to do some work in here. I'll just say do work with I, and I'll construct my method here. Now, right now, if this parallel 4 operation is running synchronously on the current thread, I may want to offload it to a background thread, for example, using task. So I can spin up a task. So now I've launched a task. It's going to run off in the background and execute this loop. And just for the simplicity of example, later I'll wait on this task. However, once this work is running, I want to be able to prevent or to stop this loop from executing further. This do work operation may be running in the background. Someone clicks the cancel button, and I want to influence it. And what I can do is I can pass in a parallel options. Which provides some control over how a parallel loop executes, including cancellation. So I can pass in that cancellation token. I just specify these options when I call the loop. And now, if this code at some point, if I say thread.sleep, this code calls cts.cancel, this parallel 4 will then wake up. Notice the cancellation request wake up with an operation canceled exception. Now, I may have created a whole bunch of these background tasks. I want to be able to cancel tasks even if they haven't started yet. And one way I can do that is by passing a token into the task itself. This way, the task monitors that same cancellation token. And so if this task hasn't started yet, when I say cancel, this task will also cancel. Now, the really neat thing about this is because I've passed the same token into both the parallel loop and into the task, when this parallel for loop sees the cancellation request, it'll acquiesce as quickly as possible. It'll throw an operation canceled exception containing that same token. That exception will propagate out to the task, which will see, hey, I just received an operation canceled exception with a token, and that token matches the token that was passed to me. Therefore, my operation has been canceled, so I'm also going to transition into a canceled state, even if I'd already started running when that cancellation request comes in. I can do the same thing with other operations. For example, if I was using parallel link, I may have an enumerable. Let's just do something simple, 0 to 100. I might select out some data. In this case, I'll just select the same thing, maybe a where I mod 5 equals 0, whatever it may be. And I want to run this in parallel. I can say as parallel. And I'll for each over this. So now I'm processing this operation in parallel. But again, I want to be able to cancel out of this. And so plink enables that with the with cancellation extension method. So I can say with cancellation, again, passing in that token, dot select. And now again, just as with the parallel for loop, when this cancellation token is signaled, this plink query comes tearing down. Now, this doesn't just apply to this computationally intensive workloads, it also applies to synchronization. So there are some new types in the .NET framework that make it easier to do certain kinds of synchronization. For example, we've done another screencast or another video about countdown event. Mm-hmm. And so we showed that in a previous video. I may have some countdown event, and work is signaling and working with this countdown event, and some thread calls wait. Now, if that thread calls wait and whatever it's doing should be canceled, this wait is sitting here blocked. We can also take advantage of cancellation here with another overload of wait that accepts the cancellation token. So I can pass that same cancellation token into the wait method. And now if that cancellation token is signaled, the wait method wakes up with an operation canceled exception, just as happened with parallel 4, just as happens if I wait on a canceled task, and so forth. We had another video where we demonstrated blocking collection, where I have a blocking collection of some kind of data taking place in a producer-consumer relationship. And some data is being added in by a producer, and then a consumer was sitting in a loop taking data out of this with a method called getConsumingEnumerable. Now again, as you alluded to in that other screencast, which everyone should go watch, this loop here sits blocked if there's not enough data to
if the queue is empty.
Right. Thank you. And again, this getConsumingEnumerable, one overload of it accepts a cancellation token, which allows me to pass in CT here. And now again, if the queue is empty, this consumer thread is just sitting here blocked waiting for work, and this token gets signaled, this operation will wake up with an operation canceled exception.
So now you can see how in .NET 4 you can create very long chains of asynchronous work and keep your application responsive by passing a cancellation token down through all these APIs. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Josh.